Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. You'll hear someone talking about a race he entered with his wife. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You'll now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
My wife and I were preparing for the race for about 2 years. It seemed very romantic and challenging. The idea of us against the ocean, without engines or modern equipment. On the good days, we were fishing and enjoying the sunset over the endless sea. The few bad days were when storm struck and we were holding on to each other in the cabin, trying not to be seasick. It wasn't cheap to enter the race. In all, we spent nearly £30,000 and missed work for 3 months without pay. Apart from that, the time and effort needed for the months of physical training can't be calculated. The preparation certainly helped us build up the most valuable quality, determination and mental strength, something that would be vital in the Atlantic. It was in the summer of 1995 when I first saw the advert for the race. We were one of 12 teams who entered immediately. It clearly stated that the contest was for two-person crews in a standard 7-metre rowing boat. It was due to start in October and finish in late December. The fact that my wife was racing with me gave us extra motivation. I knew that as a husband and wife team, working together would be no problem. At that time, no other female had rowed across the Atlantic. There were 6 other females entering the race, a mother and son, another husband and wife team, and 2 all-female teams. We knew that this race would have a special significance for women. So we chose to name our boat Hannah Snell. Hannah Snell was a woman who joined the Navy Royal Marines in 1723 disguised as a man. She fought well, but eventually her captain found out the truth when she got injured in a battle. We thought she seemed inspirational and worth naming our boat after. I remember how at the very start of the race that the atmosphere between the teams was in fact very friendly. It was more like we were facing the ocean together rather than trying to beat each other. Perhaps it was the mix of families on the boats that helped. As we lined up for the start, we could see black clouds on the horizon. It was going to be a tough voyage.
Now listen again.
My wife and I were preparing for the race for about 2 years. It seemed very romantic and challenging. The idea of us against the ocean, without engines or modern equipment. On the good days, we were fishing and enjoying the sunset over the endless sea. The few bad days were when storm struck and we were holding on to each other in the cabin, trying not to be seasick. It wasn't cheap to enter the race. In all, we spent nearly £30,000 and missed work for 3 months without pay. Apart from that, the time and effort needed for the months of physical training can't be calculated. The preparation certainly helped us build up the most valuable quality, determination and mental strength, something that would be vital in the Atlantic. It was in the summer of 1995 when I first saw the advert for the race. We were one of 12 teams who entered immediately. It clearly stated that the contest was for two-person crews in a standard 7-metre rowing boat. It was due to start in October and finish in late December. The fact that my wife was racing with me gave us extra motivation. I knew that as a husband and wife team, working together would be no problem. At that time, no other female had rowed across the Atlantic. There were 6 other females entering the race, a mother and son, another husband and wife team, and 2 all-female teams. We knew that this race would have a special significance for women. So we chose to name our boat Hannah Snell. Hannah Snell was a woman who joined the Navy Royal Marines in 1723 disguised as a man. She fought well, but eventually her captain found out the truth when she got injured in a battle. We thought she seemed inspirational and worth naming our boat after. I remember how at the very start of the race that the atmosphere between the teams was in fact very friendly. It was more like we were facing the ocean together rather than trying to beat each other. Perhaps it was the mix of families on the boats that helped. As we lined up for the start, we could see black clouds on the horizon. It was going to be a tough voyage.
That is the end of part 2.